This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, including St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands and San Juan, Puerto Rico, and Nassau in the Bahamas down there. Thank you very much. And you guys down there, stay in out of the weather. You're going to have a little bit of a skirt with some rain up there in Bermuda. I realize that that's not where you're at, but you got weather coming to you from the east, moving west, so keep your eyes in the sky. Now, our special shout also goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for what you do to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, whatever it is that you're doing, wherever you're doing it at, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information about the show and other things, too. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Remember Arthur Godfrey? How are you? How are you? How are you?
Before my time.
Well, he flew into Teaneck, New Jersey. He had Julius LaRosa was the singer that was with him, and there were some other people in there, too. But anyway, it was interesting. Interesting stuff. Okay, well, let's see here. Let's start with a little something that's on everybody's mind, and that would happen to be Iran. We're apparently putting together a case, and Saudi Arabia is inviting people to come in to take a look at the damage that's there, and how are we making out on that?
Well, one is that Pompeo is on his way over there. CENTCOM has already dispatched a group that will, what they call a forensic specialist, to look at the remains of the ordnance that was used. Some apparently did not explode. Some apparently, you know, I think there were 19 targets that were hit, but some didn't make the actual target. They landed too short. So we have sent a team over there already to begin to do some forensic assessments there. Daryl Dunford still says that it was Iran too. This is, you know, while Saudi Arabia has had a lot of attacks by the Houthis, this didn't have the look and feel of the Houthis at all. They are still saying that it looks like it came from the southern part of Iran.
Yeah, it came from Iranian soil on the northern end of the Persian Gulf is what they're saying. And isn't that something?
Now, yesterday we have what is known as the C-17 Globemaster, which is based out of, at the time was based out of Norway.
Mm-hmm.
We launched that plane, and interestingly enough, I was looking to see where it was flying yesterday. It flew over Jordan, directly over Saudi Arabia into looks like towards Abu Dhabi and the Emirates. So they're watching things very, very carefully. It also says that the exact locations in Iran from which more than 20 drones and cruise missiles were launched against Saudi is what they're assessing, flight patterns and all of that.
I heard there was 32 missiles fired. I heard that amount said somewhere.
Oh, well, I don't know the quantity. I think that's a little on the early side until we are able to look at the remnants of all of this. But yeah, so we're doing the tracking. We also apparently have another type of aircraft that does similar stuff that is owned by the Qataris, and they are doing the same thing. So we're trying to get other people to help with the assessments here so it doesn't look like it's all the United States against Iran on this one.
Well, we had one of our listeners send us an email here, and I sent you a copy of that email so you could see it. It's Uncle Rick down in Bradenton. He's probably listening to us right now. He says, facts so far made public about Iran's attack on the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia indicate that both cruise-type missiles and drones were used to damage the oil processing complexes. Both cruise missiles and drones use global satellite positioning systems to account for targetability and whatnot, for accuracy. His question is, whose GPS system were they using?
Likely their own. Remember, I mean, they're not some kind of third world type operation. We also know that Iran has the abilities and has proven the abilities of doing GPS jamming. So, whose they bought or whose they developed or whose they stole, we don't know. Well, I can't really speak to whose system that they're using or whose space segment that they're, meaning satellite, who they're renting from.
Then we had a vice admiral, former vice admiral in the area. His name was Joe Sestak, and he warns that any type of military action against Iran would be a tragic mistake.
Yeah, but we also have necessarily a fight going on between Lindsey Graham and Trump for the same reasons. Lindsey wants a response.
Okay. All right, hold that thought, and we'll see what happens. But then again, anything that's been done, this was Saudi Arabia that was attacked. You would think they'd be out there defending themselves. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And what do 385,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense incident, whether or not it's done with a gun or a knife or a club or a ball bat or whatever, because when you have to defend yourself, the last person standing is the first person the law enforcement officers are going to look at. And why go through all of that? Because the legal costs are going to be astronomical in defending yourself. So the USCCA is there to provide you with defense. And don't forget that if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, you will see the down screen that'll drop right there with a little gun a day giveaway, whatever the gun happens to be. It changes every day at midnight. Sign up for that. Good luck. Hope to announce you as a winner here on the program. And if you become a winner, three different categories that you could join in terms of membership, you will get $474 worth of free stuff for doing so. And don't forget that you'll also get that great award-winning magazine called Concealed Carry Magazine. And that in itself has got all sorts of discounts in it every month. So go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the right tab, the USCCA logo that's right there. Can't miss it. It's got the American flag on that red, white, and blue logo. And there you go. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
So you're general for a day. You got the key to the nuclear suitcase. What do we do?
What all these nukes?
I would make Iran a parking lot. You know, if push comes to shove, I'd make Iran a parking lot for Baghdad or vice versa. I mean, it's rather radical, but, you know.
Well, we need to take the keys away from you then.
Well, I know, but it'd be fun, wouldn't it? They wouldn't do it again. I'll bet you.
Wouldn't do it again. No, we got to get tough. My point is we got to get tough with these people. And everybody's saying, why haven't we done something? But we're putting together some. And again, I go back to the days of, let's see, George W. Bush. Didn't we put together a coalition and put a case together in front of the United Nations before we did something?
Sure.
Okay, is that not what we're doing here, you think?
Well, we're still gathering evidence here. I mean, we have people on the ground now that are, you know, looking at all of this. I
40
mean,
of them? 40 of them or something like that?
I don't know what the number is. I mean, France just sent some people over there, too. So, look, I mean, we have to make a solid case. And, you know, this case means a lot because we're also... have to prove to the other signatories to the nuclear deal that you guys are idiots for staying in the deal. So, I mean, this has a lot of moving parts to it, least of which is that, you know, Iran has some power in some very vulnerable places, least of which is Lebanon or Syria or Latin America. So, I mean, we have to be smart about it.
Well, on another front, the Kavanaugh thing just doesn't seem to want to go away because the progressive left liberal socialists are making it such. But you would have thought after the person that supposedly had been involved in this says, well, I really don't remember what happened. Other people are saying so and so and such, but I don't have any idea. You would think that would have been the end of it.
Oh, no, no, no. In fact, I would all, you know, this is all necessarily being coordinated by, Obama slash Hillary's, little.
Valerie Jarrett and company?
No, Brian no. Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
And something also known as Megaphone Strategies, which is Van Jones's operation. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, look, They have a war plan, and we're seeing it play out. Now, don't think that this would be the end of it, because if, you know, some other Supreme Court justice decides that they want to retire and that Trump has yet another pick, they will do the same thing again. It'll be very interesting, however, it's if the next one happens to be a female.
Mm-hmm.
So... this is a way that the Democrats are showing that they want very badly for the Supreme Court to be an activist court.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to Planned Parenthood and abortion. So that's what we really ought to be selling. So if you know you're traveling around and I'm traveling around and talking to people, we need to be saying that this is what the Democrats are trying to do. They are trying to take over essentially the judicial system or the judicial branch of government.
All right. Now, there was a report yesterday that the world was facing a growing risk of pandemics that could kill millions. What exactly are they talking about here?
I have no idea. You just asked me that. I have no idea.
Well, I've been told it's everything from Ebola and pick your disease.
I don't think that that's not possible. I mean, people do travel, but it seems like, you know, when you got third world countries or countries that weren't third world, they're going into a third world status, of which I would argue or, you know, is happening to, you know, El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras. You know, what's the first thing that goes? Well, healthcare. And, you know, protections for public safety. You know, same thing with some of these countries in the continent of Africa. So people get to travel and you know, that causes consequences.
Now, there is a brand new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll that shows Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren gaining strongly as number one and number two in the polling, starting to pull away from Bernie Sanders. Poor Bernie.
Bernie's tired. He's bringing nothing new to the table. He's you know, if for nothing else, Elizabeth Warren is at least putting plans out there. You know, she's taking issues and then she's saying what her solution is. Not that we necessarily agree with it, and certainly Wall Street doesn't. But Sanders hasn't said anything new yet.
Well, we'll just see where all that goes. Now, Mitch McConnell, who's had a lot of pressure on him from, I don't know, Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats in the House wanting him to do something, they have come out, and he's been told that Congress is now in a holding pattern on gun control. What the heck does that mean?
Well, it's going to be a big protest tonight. I don't know if it's on the Senate floor or the House floor, but they're going to do, you know, some kind of nonsense, and they're going to put as much pressure as they can on Mitch McConnell. There are 28 pieces of legislation regarding gun control, gun stuff, that are sitting in the House. Some of it's in bundled packages, you know, because we've got to fund the government again, and some of it is in the, you know, Violence Against Women Act. I mean, all these other kinds of things. So the big question is, you know, the talks are still going on. I mean, the Department of Justice has got people over walking the halls of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not like there's anything set in stone yet. But that's just where we are.
Okay, Corey Lewandowski did a yeoman's job yesterday. I believe he put Jerry Nadler right in his place.
I watched the hearing. I mean, it was certainly contentious, and we knew that it was going to be that way. It was, you know, what they're trying to say is that the people on the Nadler team, they're trying to say, okay, Corey Lewandowski, you were an unpaid campaign person that you turned out to be Trump's little fixer, and even you decided to not fulfill some of the demands that the president was making of you to go over and have a conversation with Jeff Sessions to, you know, fire Mueller or, you know, anybody else. And Corey Lewandowski did not do that, but that was the whole thing. And you know, he held his own. He got to be a little snotty at times, but they were more snotty to him than I think that he was to them.
All righty, well, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So stay low.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there, sign up for her great articles, get on her mailing list, and you'll find out what's going on when she writes about it. All right, I'm coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, our next military and veterans news segment. Got some information for you there. The Army recruiting did pretty good this month, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The drone strikes in eastern Saudi Arabia over the weekend are having an impact on the price of gas for motorists here in America. USA's John Clemens reports.
Many back Houthi rebels in Yemen have claimed responsibility for the attacks that caused a production drop of 5.7 million barrels of crude oil products. That's over 5% of the world's daily supply. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, get ready to pay more at the pump.
I would expect that in the days ahead, gas prices will likely advance 15 to 30 cents per gallon on average. It's going to be a few pennies per day for the next 1 to 2 weeks.
It's been estimated it'll take weeks to repair the Saudi oil fields that were damaged by the drone attacks. In order to stabilize oil prices, President Trump opened the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. And I'll tell you what, you serve, you save. Don't forget that one. Because those of you that have served, you can certainly learn a new profession by going to the National Aviation Academy. Now listen to this, and then I'll have more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college when you get out of high school. I know more and more military folks, when they get out of the military after their 4 years or whatever length of time they signed up for, have got a skill, but they're not sure where and how to use them. But if you can read schematics, and if you've gone to a technical school, and you've learned a trade that in most cases will only pay you 80% of what the starting salary is to start off as an apprentice, if you're going to start out as a carpenter or
a plumber or an electrician or an equipment operator. So you're going to get 80%, especially if it's a union scale job. Yeah. You're not going to get the full price. Well, the full payment back in terms of your starting salary, which, by the way, is one of the reasons the UAW went on strike, because of the bottom end of the pyramid only getting a paltry $20 an hour. To that I go, boo-hoo. But anyway, how about this one? How about this one? You take a look at the National Aviation Academy, because they can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 a year or more, and you could make a lot more than that very, very, very quickly. Now, they've got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And all you have to do is check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And tell them you want to take the tour. Take the tour. See what they're about. Either the facility in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one here in Clearwater in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, when you do that, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because you'll get the white gloves treatment from that point on. So it's naa.edu or 800-659-2080. And don't forget to tell them you want to take the tour. So there you go. All right, well, the United States Army has already met its recruiting goal for the fiscal year 2019 with the rest of the month to go. The Army's efforts to ramp up recruiting have paid off indeed, and that's a good thing. By the way, for those of you that have seen the little note that comes up on your computer, your PC is at risk. Your spyware protection's out of date or something like that. Well, the Army and the National Guard are intensifying their cyber defense efforts right now. The Army Reserve and National Guard are ramping up their efforts, as they are the lead agency right now when it comes to cyber defense efforts. And we'll see how all of that works out. By the way, Senator Rand Paul says that the United States military, the president must have permission from the Congress before a military action is taken on Iran. If the United States plans to join with Saudi Arabia and other Arabian countries and allies to go after Iran. And we'll see how all that works out, as it may or as it may not. We don't know. Also, the 8th Army Airborne Corps has handed off their mission in Iraq. Fort Bragg's 8th Airborne Corps handed off the reins of the counter-Islamic State mission to the 3rd Armored Corps out of Fort Hood in a ceremony in Baghdad, Iraq. So now it's the 3rd Corps, and we'll see how they do over there in Iraq. And the Navy is pushing to slash repair times and get ships to sea faster. They've created a new position, by the way, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Sustainment, to make sure that more ships are fitted out and ready to leave the port on time after they come in for repairs. Now, the Air Force and the virtual reality training for pilots, maintainers, and more is going to expand in 2020. This is one of the top priorities of Lieutenant General Brad Webb, the newly minted head of the Air Education and Training Command, who will be expanding that within the Air Force's experiment with a virtual reality training simulator. Now, AFSOC, which is the Air Force Special Operations Command, said, the head, that he is cautiously optimistic about manning levels and deployment applications of some of his most highly trained and in-demand airmen, namely those forward controllers, a lot of the things they do, very dangerous. And the Marine Corps says a Michigan security executive who's been detained in Russia on espionage charges since December is currently being held without cause as his health deteriorates under tough conditions. Members of Congress have demanded his release. We'll see where they get with that. In addition, the Coast Guard rescued a pilot after his small single-engine plane crashed in the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. Just finding out about that today. Kudos to the Coast Guard for doing another great job. And veterans, some news for you. Following a federal court ruling September 9th that determined that the Department of Veterans Affairs erroneously denied reimbursement to thousands of veterans who received medical care at non-VA emergency rooms, the top Democrats on the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee have urged the department to notify the veterans of their rights and accurate reimbursements to those wrongly billed. We'll see how that plays out. And also, there's two companies squaring off for Australia's $10 billion infantry fighting vehicle program. The Australian government has selected Hanwha and Rheinmetall to participate in the next phase of the Australian $15 billion infantry fighting vehicle program being delivered under the Project Land 400 Phase 3 program. We'll see how that plays out. By the way, several members of Congress from Florida are accusing the Veterans Affairs officials of trying to limit oversight into department operations by evicting them from offices at local VA medical centers, limiting their ability to interact with veterans. So that congressional office that you saw, that satellite office in the VA hospitals down here in Florida, going away. That's not necessarily a good thing. By the way, Senator Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia, wants to know more about the security practices of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Agency. We'll see what they have in place for third-party vendors. 3 months after a cyber attack on a CBP subcontractor resulted in the theft of tens of thousands of travelers' biometric data. Not good. Not good. And finally, the F-35's $1.2 billion savings claim is starting to dwindle, according to a Senate panel. The Pentagon's F-35 program announced that it had promised $1.2 billion in savings by buying parts and equipment in bulk for Lockheed Martin's fighter jet, but it now estimates that only about a third of those savings will be recognized. Oh, well. So much for saving money in the military, right? Okay, we're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Going to talk a little finance. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury.
Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, that's the father-son team that's up there in Seattle, Washington, where they're located. And they have done a bang-up job with a product that's all natural. And if you're suffering or struggling with some type of pain, nagging pain, maybe you're taking medication for something, maybe you've got arthritis like I do, maybe you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, muscle aches in general, that I want you to consider trying Relief Factor, because it works for me, and it's worked for me for well over 3 years now. Now, I did exactly what you would do. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. So it's only $19.95 plus shipping and handling to get it to you. And you take it the way it's prescribed, the way it tells you to do it. There's no narcotics in it. It's all natural. But you take 3 a day for the first 2 weeks. Then you take 2 a day for the next week. And that's the way it works with what you got. And you see what happens. Now, so over 75% of the people that take it, it works, and they just stay right on it and get the order some more. So that's what would happen to most of you listening to me. But to find out more, go to relieffactor.com/captain, the website again, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, how's your pain today?
Ah,
a little sore, but that's just kind of the way it goes. You know, it's just getting older and lifting weights and whatnot, but, no pain, no gain, right?
Yeah, do you think Mr. Highwater Pants, Jerry Nadler's got a little pain today after Corey Lewandowski? He put one on him.
I wish more people did that, would stand up to these people. I really do. Just let them have it. Blast them for, you know, show them for the fools that they are. There's no reason to fear them.
Well, I agree. And Lewandowski yesterday, he should be given the Medal of Freedom or something for what he did, because he absolutely, they were throwing it at him, and he took the pitchfork and just dug it right back in at them.
That's part of the problem. I think that people fail to realize more often than not that these people work for us. They're our employees. We don't bow down to them. They work for us. And, they should be the ones treating American citizens with respect.
Yeah, they should be, but it just doesn't work that way, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. And by the way, $40 million later, why isn't there a big brouhaha amongst the American voters saying, what are you people doing? Do your job. We want border security. We want this asylum law gone and done such that we don't have to have this problem anymore, so we don't have to have the Supreme Court step in and say, by the way, President Trump, what you did is legal.
Well, listen, man, we have a large swath of the population that are a bit batty. And it's almost like being in a member of a cult, for crying out loud. But when you're dealing with people that hate, you're not going to be able to reason with people like that. I talked about this a little bit yesterday in my podcast. It's a dissent. It's not, how far off? Ask yourself this question. You see the hateful things that people mm-hmm. put out on Twitter and social media, many of these Hollywood stars. They're not far off from the type of Bolshevik nonsense. I mean, ask yourself a question. Would some of them have any problem whatsoever putting a gun to someone's head and pulling the trigger? I don't think so.
No.
It's not good to hate anyone. It's fine. You want to disagree with people. You want to discuss policy. But it's completely different when you hate. When you hate, again, you're not getting through to anybody like that.
Yeah, and I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. To find out more about him, go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, Chris, FedEx Corporation very quietly yesterday cut its 2020 profit forecast, citing some worsening trade conditions around the world.
It wasn't just that. It was also the fact that, you know, they basically cut off Amazon. They're not going to be doing business with Amazon, and they're going to have to obviously move on from that and that business that they had. But there's no, without a doubt, global trade has decreased. Some of these countries around the globe are just not doing as well.
Well, Amazon has their own airline now to fly their own stuff around, so they don't need FedEx. It's called Prime Air. By the way, Linder Airport in Lakeland in Polk County, they're building a big facility there. I believe they're going to hire about 500 people for the Prime Air facility there. It's going to be a major hub here in Florida. And then, of course, they have their little delivery trucks, the Prime Air vans that deliver around, kind of like FedEx. It's actually, I believe, competition to them. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, but not that. It's the also, Amazon also outsources to the U.S. Postal Service, and this is why you get packages on Sunday from Amazon, too. And they cut deals with various different delivery agencies to get that last mile stuff through.
By the way, and good morning, my friend George. George says, good morning, Captain. Chesty Pants Nadler. Corey pulled his pants over his head, and I think Corey danced all around them so good that he should be dancing on with Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I love it. Anybody goes after these people that are in power, these politicians, I'm all for it.
Yeah. By the way, artificial intelligence surveillance is expanding worldwide. There's a lot of research. Now, China is leading in deploying artificial intelligence as something that they're doing on a regular scale. No surprise there, is there?
Well, it's not just artificial intelligence. I mean, they've gone to a dystopian level of surveillance and with their social credit score, where they're going to be trying to rate every single citizen in China based upon what they do, how they act, and that will limit that citizen's ability to get on a train, to get on an airplane, to get a job, to go to a school. It's extraordinary. It's like I said, it's right out of some sort of dystopian movie. It gives me the creeps, quite honestly.
Now, would you like some good news?
Sure.
Holiday sales are seen as jumping as the job market is continuing to boom, because right now holiday retail sales will increase by 4.5% to 5% to more than $1.1 billion, more than what they thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're basing that on.
I think it's going to be a strong Christmas too, but you mentioned holiday and I start scratching my head. I'm still in summer mode, for crying out loud. You go to one of the stores.
Well, it's September.
Stuff already. I know. It goes by so fast.
But by Halloween, all the Halloween stuff is gone, and it's no more Thanksgiving. It's Christmas.
I know. It just goes by so fast.
Yeah. Now, there was an interesting backstory yesterday. And, folks, I'm speaking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And, again, catch his podcast and find out more about him by going to watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, there was an interesting story that Japan remained the biggest foreign owner of U.S. Treasuries in July, with its holdings rising to a more than two-year high, while China's stake fell slightly. Now, Japan's holding of U.S. notes, bills, and bonds increased by about $7.9 billion to $1.13 trillion.
Well, our bonds pay more. Right now, you talk about all the negative interest rates around the world, and all these financial institutions need to hold this ultra safe AAA rated paper for myriad different reasons. Why not hold the stuff that's paying the most interest? And that would be our paper.
Mm. Now, what does it mean by the Fed will embark on QE light pretty soon?
Quantitative easing. There was something yesterday gets difficult to explain on air. They got involved in, which is called like a repurchase agreement, is where you basically you purchase assets and then you agree, if somebody agrees to purchase them back at a higher price at a certain point in time. There was a bit of a liquidity issue when it came to cash that was out there in the system. So we're talking about quantitative easing and repo agreements. It has to do with getting more liquidity into the system.
Now, Citigroup is Citibank. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. And Citigroup is now seeking what they're saying are fledgling startups to fund growth and to help them get their businesses going.
Well, it's venture capital. I mean, that's what Wall Street used to be about. Unfortunately, I mean, they still do to some degree. I mean, again, these are topics that I cover quite extensively on my program. Some of the problems with Wall Street, these big banks, and some of the companies have been taking public are more about trying to make a quick buck than anything else.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being on the program today. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Chris Markowski. Check him out. And I'll be right back with more after the top of the hour news, and Colonel Jim Warshak will be around. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.